Donald Trump vowed to usher in a new era of American greatness. Minutes after he was sworn in as president for the second time to complete an extraordinary political comeback following two assassination attempts, a felony conviction and an indictment for attempting to overturn his 2020 election loss. "The golden age of America begins right now," he said. Trump took the oath of office to preserve, protect and defend the U.S. Constitution inside the U.S. Capitol, administered by Chief Justice John Roberts. His vice president, J.D. Vance, was sworn in just before him. Trump intends to sign a raft of executive actions in his first hours as president, incoming White House officials said on Monday, including 10 focused on border security and immigration, his top priority. The president will declare a national emergency at the southern border, send armed troops there and resume a policy forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for their U.S. court dates, officials told reporters. He will also seek to end so-called birthright citizenship for U.S.-born children whose parents lack legal status, a move some legal scholars have said would be unconstitutional. The inauguration completes a triumphant comeback for a political disruptor who survived two impeachment trials, a felony conviction, two assassination attempts and an indictment for attempting to overturn his 2020 election loss. The ceremony was moved inside the Capitol due to the extreme cold, 4 years after a mob of Trump supporters breached the building, a symbol of American democracy, in an unsuccessful effort to forestall Trump's loss to Joe Biden. Trump, the first U.S. president since the 19th century to win a second term after losing the White House, has said he will pardon on day one many of the more than 1,500 people charged in connection with the January 6, 2021, attack. He skipped Biden's inauguration and has continued to claim falsely that the 2020 election he lost to Biden was rigged. Trump will restore the federal death penalty, which Biden had suspended, and require that official U.S. documents such as passports reflect citizens' gender as assigned at birth, incoming administration officials told reporters. They said he will also sign an order ending diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in the federal government on Monday, which is also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But Trump will not immediately impose new tariffs on Monday, instead directing federal agencies to evaluate trade relationships with Canada, China, and Mexico, a Trump official confirmed, an unexpected development that unleashed a broad slide in the U.S. dollar and a rally in global stock markets on a day when U.S. financial markets are closed. Even as he prepared to retake office, Trump continued to expand his business ventures, raising billions in market value by launching a meme coin crypto token over the weekend that prompted ethical and regulatory questions.